So I see that I've got a job to do, and I wake up and see everybody's asleep. I was asleep. I remember being asleep when I was a kid. I have a picture of my father, who died when I was 12 or 13, I can't remember, never get the exact date. But I have a picture of him holding me as a baby, and he's pointing at something, a river, something on the river. And it's not a very clear picture, but I remember that moment. I was fully awake at that moment. Not just a picture, just I remember that. But then I went to sleep again. And I have a vague memory of childhood, but nothing that sticks. There is no details. It's just a little memory here and a little memory there. If you jog it, maybe I remember it. People have lots of memories of me. People are memory oriented. They remember everything. It's amazing, all the details. If I have a conversation with someone and they tell somebody off, they remember every single word, every single line. It's amazing. And what the other person said, even though they've twisted it a little bit, to their favor. And they go over and over and over in their minds. He said that to me and I'll say that to him. And they keep adjusting it so they come out a winner. See, people have very strong memories for nothing, for trivia. Birthdays and God knows what. I don't know any of my kids' birthdays, one of them. I don't know. I don't even remember our anniversary purposely.
I also had a little girlfriend down there, too.
Yeah.
I didn't say that.
Well, I warned her.
I know. Don't touch Steve with a 10-foot pole.
She knows all about me. Well, at that time, I didn't know. You seem to be doing better now. Well, but the manner in which you did it was inappropriate.
No, you're totally right. And she called me up and I says, Roy's right. Don't touch me with a 10-foot pole. I don't have my act together.
Okay. That's right.
Yeah, but I'm going through my stuff. And
I know that. I appreciate that. I have no, I don't hold any attitude towards you. You know that.
I know you don't. That's why I love you. You're the only guy who doesn't.
Yeah, because you can't get healed if I have an attitude. I got to look at you with today's eyes, not yesterday's eyes.
No.
That's what forgiveness does.
Yeah. It's amazing. I'm learning, I'm taking that with everybody else around me.
Good.
And stuff happens every day. There's always something or somebody or something like
that. Well, the right thing, what you missed something. I won't talk about it now because it'd be embarrassing. So, but the point is, you had a girlfriend there, but how you acquired her was not appropriate. See what I mean?
Yeah.
See, and so that should have been, but you never said those things. So you can do the right, on the surface, it all looks so good. But you have other reasons why you say, and that's not the real reason why you said.
Exactly.
And those things have to be corrected.
They're starting to self-correct. When I sit there by myself, I say, look, you have an opportunity to do this. You have an opportunity to do that. You can see the paths with every single thing that I do.
But as always, when you do them, the prompting must be pure. Because you brought up the deceit part, the cunning part. For instance, and it morphs into so many things that are so ridiculous and absurd. And I said last week, tell me that isn't so. The whole of history is like that.
I used to think, well, damn, why don't they toughen up and get some strength to be able to fight it?
You mean some cojones? You got them.
But then I thought his mother did a number on him, and I'm just going to finish him off.
Yes, sir.
And it's almost like, God, I have to have some compassion here.
You do.
Because...
But what do you have? Resentment. That's what keeps you separate. Once you understand that your husband hasn't got it,
I know he doesn't.
I know, but then don't resent him. How can you resent a man with no legs because he can't walk?
I don't resent him.
See, you do though. Let me tell you this. You don't even know you do anymore. That resentment is it's contempt. And then the contempt turns into guilt, and guilt turns into being nice to him, because it's the only way you know how to love.